up, guys? Welcome back to episode 29, our Tariq Cohen episode, the one that Mac thinks he could take in a fight. But we've got two big threes coming for you. We've got big threes of things coaches say and big three of the most average athletes. Let's rock and roll. Episode 29, we have a special treat for our listeners today. It is the last episode where we'll be joined by Joseph. We'll miss you, Joseph, from the BLS giveaway. But we are going to do two big threes in this one. No over-under today. The first big three will be things coaches say. Typical coach quotes you've heard coaches across every sport say. I think this is going to be a pretty good one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things from coaches being annoying to yelling at you to just the most basic things they say.
Right.
We'll get them all for you guys.
Hopefully we cover everything. I'll have a couple honorable mentions, maybe.
Yeah.
If some stuff doesn't get stolen. So the first order is going to be Jake, Mac, myself, and then Joseph. And then for our next big three, we'll flip it.
Classic snake drive as usual. I'll go ahead and take the first overall pick. I'm going to take keep your head in the game. Just the most basic thing I said. It's not my best one, but I figured I had to get it out of the way before a lot of picks come in between me, so just basic thing coaches say there.
Okay.
Mine also stretches through all sports. I'm just going to go with the timeout. That after, like, a bad play or when he's frustrated, he's like, timeout. And baseball, you can just be like, time, like, when you go talk to the pitcher, but every coach says it, you know, like, calm down the team, regroup, collect yourself.
That's a good one.
Okay, so I'm going to take typical coach speak here, one game at a time. Never want to get ahead of yourself. So just every coach just wants you to focus one game at a time.
I'm going to have to go with the come on, hit your shots. Like, yeah, coach, I'm shooting to miss, but thank you.
Yeah, and you got two because you're on the swing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my second one, and remember, just have fun.
That's a good one. That was kind of one of mine, dang it.
My bad.
Are you good? Okay, so I'm going to swing back. It's going to say, play until you hear the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think
that's a good one.
You know, especially in youth sports, people like stop all the time if something happens or whatever. And you just got that one coach / dad. Play until the whistle. You know, just an annoying
voice.
That
was a good imitation.
Yeah.
That was really good. You had the nasal going.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I just thought of another one. Okay.
Mine kind of follows like the heartbreaking loss, like the close game loss, and the coach is sitting there saying they wanted it more. You know? And they just wanted it more.
That's
guys.
Such an annoying one.
It's such a disappointed dad coach where like he just makes you feel so bad for like not winning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've got two here to wrap it up. My first one is just going to be one word, focus. Just every coach says it. At some point in the game, they're screaming focus, whether you're just whatever happens, they're going to tell you to focus. Then my next one's going to be related to baseball, being a baseball player. It's just going to be throw strikes, which is one of the ones, like Joe said, it's hit your shot, where it's kind of like, it's like, well, I'm trying to do it. Like, you don't need to tell me. I know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah,
like, you telling me isn't going to help me. If anything, I'm just going to press more. But, yeah.
Okay, Mac.
All right, mine's kind of the before practice, huddle up. He's like, all right, let's break it down and get out there. Get to work.
Just a nice conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one that I was going to use, but my nasally voice prompted me to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this one can be a parent or a coach. You see it from either. And it's just going to be let the kids play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the coach who's like fed up with the foul calls and, you know, he doesn't really know what to say. He wants to get mad at the ref, so he just can say, let the kids play. So I'm going to go with that one.
My last one was probably when you have a bad game and, you know, you're scared of what your coach is going to say. And he walks in and says, like, four words. We'll see you at practice tomorrow. That's probably the worst one. That one hits home a little bit, too.
Because you're just like, okay, I kind of want to get this out of the way, but now it's just going to be tomorrow. It's going to be a lot worse.
Are we under honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Okay, just that relates to also bring your running shoes. I know that's one probably more for baseball. Just just when you hear put your running shoes on, you're going to the warning track. You're running.
I had get on the line.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's the one I picked. Let the kids play for that one. But
I've got one. This is, I don't know, it may relate to more than just baseball, but it's just one of the ones where it's like, if the coach runs out of things to say, it's almost like just a good piece of advice. Just stay back. Okay. Just they whether it's baseball, pitching or hitting, yeah. Like it's just stay back. I don't know. It's kind of like the get me out of like act like I'm coaching, but like it doesn't. You don't really know what it means when he says it, but yeah. He kind of says it. Then I said just you and the catcher, too. Maybe just you and the basket. I don't know if that's what's said in basketball, but
2-1s that go with free throws. Take your time. Bend your knees. Mm. You know, like God. The coach who knows nothing about shooting, nothing. But he's just like, oh gosh, I have
that's
to get
my mom's
make this.
Favorite line too. Bend your knees. Here every time when I'm
hands up
line.
For basketball.
Oh my, yeah. Adonis, put your hand up.
Hand up.
Hand up.
I'm trying to think. I had a couple more too. It was like, yeah, get focused. Stay focused is an easy one.
Yeah.
Like, or hey, play hard.
Yeah.
Play hard.
There's a lot of generic ones that like when
use your head.
Yeah. Keep your head in the game.
Yeah.
No, that I thought that was gonna be a fun one. It was.
There was. I think there's a lot of good options.
Uh huh.
Whether it's just things they say every time or.
Yeah, because we were gonna do annoying things coaches say, but things coaches say is definitely, definitely more general.
Yeah.
The second big three we have on tap is most average athletes.
Mm-hmm. This is a good one. It was a little tough to I think in our heads it was a better idea than it was,
uh-huh.
But a little tough to find some.
Yeah, it's hard to sit down and really determine what makes a guy average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just whether it's his personality or his just performance or just like how is someone average? So the order's reversed. So Joseph, you go first. Me second. Mac third. Jake fourth.
All right, I said Matthew Stafford.
Okay, the quarterback right. Realm.
He doesn't win Super Bowls or anything, but he's consistently good, but also doesn't really do much.
Yeah, we're talking about the players here that can kind of make the playoffs every once in a while, but like you'll never get a good draft pick because they're not
exactly.
Awful.
Yeah.
Like really, just the Falcons organization
yeah.
In general is what you're going for. So my average athlete first, I'm gonna take Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
I think he's just defines average every sense of the word.
Okay. Yeah.
I just think he's a well-rounded quarterback option.
And to add to your average, his playoff start this past weekend, it was his 101st start, his first ever playoff start. So
yeah, like now you're finally being in the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're just average.
I'm gonna stick on the whole QB wave. I'm gonna go Philip Rivers. I kind of thought like a fantasy perspective. It's kind of like when your quarterback has a bye and you're like, I need 15 points. And you're just going to put Philip Rivers in there, and he'll get you a touchdown and 200 yards and get you that 15
points.
He's
definitely always the free agent.
Yeah.
He's
always
quarterback
open.
Never, yeah.
He's not going to make the playoffs.
If your quarterback gets hurt, he's one you're looking to trade for because you don't have to give up a ton for
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to jump to baseball before I go back to football. I'm going to take Brett Gardner on the Yankees. I don't know if you guys even know who he is.
I know who he is, yeah.
But kind of he's made an All-Star game or two. He's known as better than he is because he's on the Yankees and their team is good, but hits 300. It's not doesn't do anything special. He's just there. He had a meltdown last year in the dugout. That was one of his better moments. And then I'm also good from – I think he's on the Bills now. I'm going to take Cole Beasley.
That's my man. He's, like, you know he raps?
Does he?
Yeah, he's a rapper.
It's definitely so bad. I could see him being –
He's pretty bad. It's like – it's weird. It's definitely weird.
Pull it up. Just play it in my
calendar. All right, I'll fight it. Y'all keep talking. I'll fight it.
I mean – It's just he's solid. He returns punts. But every once in a while, he's got like a 30-yard catch. And everyone's like, oh, I remember Cole Beasley.
Yeah.
Good he used play. To be on the Cowboys. Now he's on the Bills.
Yeah.
Average player.
I'm going to stick with like that whole slot kind of little guy. Okay. I had Randall Cobb.
Okay.
He's always like a...
He was a quarterback at Kentucky, wasn't he?
I don't know.
He was. I think he was.
I don't know about all that. But he's like a do-your-job kind of guy. He was on the Packers and now at the Cowboys. He just like... He'll get you the little 10-yard completions. He'll never drop the ball, but... He's going to get, like, 3-4 receptions a game. Like, he's never a number one, but he's like, I can rely on this guy. He's going to do your job.
Okay. I'm going to go head over to the NBA for my next one and take Corey Joseph.
Ooh.
He has a career 8-point-per-game average, which is just, like, right in the sweet spot of you're not terrible, but you're not very good.
Every once in a while have a 20-point game.
Yeah, he was on the Pacers, Raptors. He's in Sacramento now. Which I bet you didn't even know.
No.
Because I didn't even know. Because he's so average. So that's why I'm going to take Corey Joseph.
Wow. That's a good one. It's my turn?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Got two to round it out.
I got Justice Winslow.
Okay.
Pretty hyped out.
Uh-huh.
Out of Duke. But just was an average player for the Heat.
Funny story. I think I put on my Snapchat when he got drafted. Because I still see it in my memories every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That it'll say... I said Justice Winslow will be the greatest two guard of all time.
Wow.
Like, I was so...
That is
When was he drafted?
I forget. I mean, out of Duke within the last 5 years. 16, 17?
Something
yeah. like that. But I was so sold on this dude because he dropped to 15 and he was going to play under D. Wade for a couple years.
Yeah,
and
I thought he was going to be pretty good.
I said he was going to be like a Hall of Famer, and he just – that was like one of my worst takes ever.
And the second one I had was Kyle Lowry. And I definitely think Kyle Lowry is the definition of average.
Okay. Yeah, because he had that playoff run, you know, but he's still he's knocking on the door of pretty good now.
Yeah.
But over his career, yeah. he's definitely been kind of average.
He's just unreliable. Like, you just can't go to him in the playoffs when you need him.
I'm going to take Damari Carroll.
Okay.
Back in the NBA. I think you know him because he's got the whole, like, junkyard dog thing going on. He's got the dreads, but, like... He's another one. I checked his points per game average. It's 9 for his career.
Okay.
So he's average.
Mac?
I'm kind of stuck between two, but I think I'm going to go with Chris Middleton. I feel like he's another role player. He's not like a big name. Like, he's a good player.
He's also been an all-star, so
yeah,
he's seen
the
so, yeah, he's seen it, but like he doesn't have the face to like market
yeah.
him,
uh-huh.
or he doesn't have the personality to like
not gonna
get
be
all
brand.
Over.
Yeah.
Exactly. But he's like a good player, but he just does his job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I like Chris.
Okay, so I'm going to take from the Patriots, I'm going to take James White, the running back.
He splits carries.
Yeah, he splits carries. He scores a touchdown once in a while, but if you look at his fantasy stats, he had between 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Between 9 and 10?
Yeah, he had between 9 and 12 points 12 times this year. So, I mean, probably maybe 40 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had the occasional 80-yard game, but
yeah.
just average player.
Yeah, do you have any honorable mentions? I thought about saying Patty Mills.
I did say Derek Carr.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do.
Ooh.
I thought he was on the lower end, but...
I had Bradley Beal, because I feel like he's kind of past... The, like, he was going to be good, and
Bradley
Beal's
really good.
I know, but I feel like he's kind of overshadowed by John Wall, and, like, he's always a snub.
And
he
plays for
like
Washington.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
I said John Lester.
Oh, the lefty?
He had the one good gear with the Cubs, where he kind of... helped them win the World Series, but he still was kind of an average role there. Kind of your 2 or 3 starter, not your stud, but
yeah.
he's there.
Yeah. I put Charles Barkley as one. Yeah.
As a commentator, he's just average.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. The average was really hard. I thought of some franchises, too, that I kind of would describe as, like, average. The Pacers came to mind.
Uh-huh.
It's just very, like, average. Like, I would never say the Pacers are bad, but
they were good with PG.
Right.
And, like, they went with the Bulls.
Yeah. I mean, like, they made an Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
But, like, they're just average. Atlanta as a sports city is the most average. Like, actually, it's the most average. If you look at, like, if you
their
take...
all-time records, yeah.
If you take the all-time record of, like, it's, like, NFL, MLB, and NBA, it's, like, they're almost... They're a little over 500
yeah.
for like as a city as a whole. So,
yeah, it's just the Braves, Falcons. They all scream average. That was a good day of big threes, though.
It was.
And to wrap it off, whenever we have guests, regardless if they're giveaway winners or show like athletes, we go and get, we have them do the BLS push-up challenge. Joseph, I think. It is your time to go crank out some push-ups
What's our highest number?
Before we send you off. I think it's 46.
46.
From Curran. So that is going to be a tough record to beat.
Definitely.
But,
46.
Yeah. And so we'll have you sign your helmet over there when you finish. But on you, we're going to have to knock out some push-ups over here.
All right.
No minimum number, but your pride is on
what's
the
our
line.
Lowest? Is our lowest 11?
I think it's...
No,
it's 11 by Kylie Beal.
I do one.
Who?
Y'all get mad.
I mean, it would look bad because you have to sign your name right here.
And put one.
And
you get beat out
this girl right
a
here
girl.
Is probably 90 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's on you. Joseph Scott, BLS push-up challenge. I've got you on the camera right here to make sure we get some good reps.
You also want to show up for the Instagram a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell me one.
Oh, you're good whenever.
One.
Oh, that's a sore push-up right there.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Four.
Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Okay. 12. 13. 14. 15. Not in last. 17. 18, 19, 20, 21. Okay, we're moving up there. 22, solid number here. 23, 24, 25. Ooh. Hit the quarter mark. Still hanging on.
Five more to beat Cleveland.
Six, 27. He's coming for the five star.
Beat the five star. You got to beat the five star.
He's coming for the five star. 29. 30, there's the tie. There's the tie. 31. Okay. Where are his stars? 31 for Joseph Scott.
Do I get a Duke offer now?
Oh, we got a little bit of the sweat going on. Yeah, so just sign it wherever. Florida State should be calling you later. I think that's how this works.
Yeah. Solid number there.
And so that wraps up episode 29, right?
And our giveaway series.
And our giveaway series.
Joseph, pull up Tariq.
Oh, yeah. Joseph, we had a great time with you on the show. Glad you could join us. Get that helmet signed. Enjoy the perks of the BLS giveaway.
Thank you guys for having me.
Hopefully, we can do it again soon. Something like it.
Those push-ups kill me.
We'll figure something out.
All right, deuces.
Thanks, guys.
Sounds good. See you.